Greetings, greetings, my dear, wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. This is the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Saturday, April the 2nd, 2011. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We endeavor to climb out of the mind of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We endeavor to climb out of the mind of this wicked, rotten world system. As we do so, we want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, so that we may find our way to come together to organize for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, revolutionary, or religious institution or organization, as long as we are of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. You may contact me by email, yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. As we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. So, praises are due unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, he is referred to as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father Creator is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Almighty Father Creator is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the African Hebrew language, that word wisdom is chokma. And you may find that word on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Chokma is feminine. It's a feminine title referring to a feminine entity, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful, wonderful, precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother conceives, the feminine, the woman, the female conceives. Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh is the African Hebrew word for a living entity that is holy. And the word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is the African Hebrew word for spirit. That word Ruach is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Illa. And that word Illa is not only an Arabic word, it is also a Hebrew word, as the Arabic and Hebrew languages are both African languages, sister languages. So our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. They translate that as there is no God but Allah. But we know that Illa is the mother, Allah is the father, so there is none but mother and father, the Almighty Creatress, our mother Holy Spirit, and the Almighty Creator, our father Allah. So mother is Illa and father is Allah, and they have come together and given birth to creation and the human family and the universe out of the spirit of love. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grandmother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew Revolutionary Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say, Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, this American empire, empire of the United States of North America. This is to teach us all that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, and our personalities as well, thereby making our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come again. Jah would come again. Jesus, Yahshua Christus, Yahshua Mashiach would come again and be revealed and manifested in they who are standing up for equal rights and justice. They who have come back to their first love, which is justice, liberation, deliverance, returning of the health and wealth back to the hands of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. For the Rasta sisters and brothers do not say you and me. The Rasta sisters and brothers say I and I. So who is the I in Haile Selassie I, Rastafari? The I is you and me. But we say I and I, the first I, referring to the self, united with the Creator and Creatress and the creation. And the second I, referring to the human family, those other than yourself, also united with the Creator Father, Creatress Mother, and the creation. I and I, we are all divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, this divine creation, in this divine physical realm, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine house that we call our physical house. For we are all emanating and coming out of and coming from divinity. Praises unto the Most High for such understanding. We are yet in the book of Revelation, and we want to once again continue to look at current affairs and current events. with the mind of Christ, the mind of God, Jesus, meaning justice and deliverance and liberty and the returning of the health and the wealth back into the hands of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Christ, meaning the Spirit from the Most High, to come together collectively to fight on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and return equal access to everything under the sun to every human being, especially the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That Spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. Looking at current affairs with the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation coming from the Greek apocalyptos, giving our English apocalypse, giving us our English apocalypse, which is also equivalent to our English revelation, which means to remove the falsehood, to reveal the truth about this wicked, no good, rotten system. And this past week, President of the United States of North America, Barack Obama, gave his address on Libya, on the wicked, he didn't call it this, but I am, the wicked, illegal, deplorable, and immoral military action occurring in Libya, not United States of North America, France, Britain, I believe Italy, and Canada, and NATO, and AFRICOM, all of them coming together to bomb Libya, to take their land, their wealth, and the resources. All of them arming Al-Qaeda, which is nothing but a CIA creation, to implement terrorist acts, blame those terrorist acts on so-called Muslims, so that we may be maneuvered into supporting already pre-made plans of warfare in what is called Muslim countries to take land, wealth, and resources, and we have been maneuvered to support such wicked action. So, President Obama, let me give us our anchor scripture, because all of this is being done for the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families of Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism. All of these religions have an elite ruling class and ruling families. And they all answer to the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, and even Vatican City. So this is all being done by the synagogue of Satan. And Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. He's talking to you, black man and woman, the true Jew, the true African Hebrew, who have bled and shed your blood and given your body over to be destroyed and died on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. When we have come to our culture, our ancient African knowledge, we wanting to align ourselves with the law of the universe, the law of Mayat, which is the law of freedom, justice, and equality. We are absolutely driven to unite and stand for freedom, justice, and equality. We are absolutely driven to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So Jesus is telling you, black man and woman, that he knows your works for freedom, justice, and equality. He knows your tribulation that you have gone through because of your standing up for equal rights and justice. Black church, black preacher, black lay member of the church, we have a rich history of standing up for justice. And Jesus is telling us he knows about our poverty, but we are rich because when we operate in the capacity of our mission, we are rich, and we will gain access to everything under the sun. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Jesus is warning us about the imposter Jew, the Hyksos, the Gog and the Magog, the Ashkenazi, those from Russia, the Khazars. These are all the Jew that says he's a Jew, but is not, but is of the synagogue of Satan. The synagogue is an assembly, a grouping of people. And this grouping and assembly is of Satan, is for the works of Satan. What does Satan come to do? Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we look at what is going on in the earth, United States of North American Empire, France, Britain, Italy, Canada, NATO, AFRICOM, CIA, Mossad, all of these forces have been gathered together by the synagogue of Satan to go all over the earth to steal land, wealth, and resources, to kill the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and destroy all of us, those who are directly affected, and even the soldier who is in the military because of poverty and goes and takes on the mind of the oppressor. It's destructive. It's total destruction. And so Obama gave an address on Libya. And the type of verbiage that was used by Obama, very skillful, very tactful, very purposeful, very cunning and shrewd and conniving. Obama, President Barack Obama, made the case that America has the right to enter any nation at any time for any reason. He said something to the effect of, it's not all the time that America's direct interests are being threatened by some wicked ruler, but America has other interests. America has what you might say moral interests or cultural interests or interest of value, and when you, as well as the case he's making here of a humanitarian interest. And when you listen to what he is saying, and it's not anything new, America has always said that she was interfering in the affairs of foreign nations for humanitarian reasons. Remember when Iraq invaded Kuwait during the time of George Herbert Walker Bush? There was a young lady that was supposed to be a Kuwaiti young lady who testified before Congress, before the lawmakers of the United States of North America way back in 1990-91. And she said that the Iraqi soldiers under Saddam Hussein had taken babies out of incubators, threw the babies onto the floor, and stomped the babies to death. And we in America said, oh, this is so horrible. Saddam Hussein is so evil and wicked. We must support George Herbert Walker Bush in his endeavor to invade Iraq and overthrow Saddam Hussein because he was so wicked. Well, we come to find out years later that the young lady that was supposed to be a Kuwaiti, it was the daughter of an official in the government of Kuwait. And that the young lady was given a fictitious narrative, a lie, and told us a lie, or gave us a fictitious narrative, and that she was coached by those who are the best in the business of public affairs, public relations. And the testimony she gave was a script, was an act. She was an actress giving us a fictitious narrative. So this is nothing new. And so we were maneuvered into supporting that war and given a humanitarian reason, because George Herbert Walker Bush cares so much about babies and children and all over the earth and other places. George Herbert Walker Bush was supporting the death and destruction of babies and children because of his support, George Herbert Walker Bush, for the multinational resource and mineral corporations, and support of the CIA, who goes all over the earth destroying people for the land, the wealth, and the resources. But we were to believe that in this case, George Herbert Walker Bush and the ruling class and families love babies. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Saturday, April the 2nd, 2011. So Barack Obama made the case that America can and will go into any country on the planet for whatever the reason. We come to understand that France and Italy in a battle over Libya's oil wealth. But anyway you cut, it's land, it's wealth, it's resources. We also heard President Barack Obama say that the CIA was sent into Libya. And they tried to give a timeline of just recently, since the bombing, the CIA has been in Libya. But we know that for a very, very, very long time, the CIA has been in Libya, stretching even before Barack Obama. But Barack Obama sent the CIA into Libya for a very long time, because when you begin a military action, you prepare for that long in advance. So this CIA was sent a very long time in advance, and you know we have been saying this for the past month. But sisters and brothers, we who have been in the struggle for years, who have talked in past about the wickedness of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, implementing the practices of the CIA. CIA goes all over the earth, outside of America, killing and destroying and overturning governments and assassinating leaders. The FBI implement the same tactic inside of the United States of North America, overthrowing our organizations that were put together to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. The FBI conducting assassinations along with the help of the Fraternal Order of the Police and the CIA. So my question is this: where are we? How are we not going to stand up and say we are against Barack Obama using the CIA to overturn a government and possibly assassinate a foreign leader, when in the 50s and the 60s we would not tolerate such? With Minister Malcolm X on the scene, with Dr. Martin Luther King on the scene, with Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale on the scene, with all of those, Ella Baker, Fannie Lou Hamer, we have to say sisters as well, on the scene, we would never tolerate sitting by saying nothing while the president admits on national TV, international TV, that yes, we've sent the CIA into Libya to overturn a government, or in words, to assassinate a leader, because Barack Obama has said the man must go. Well, how do you want him to go, President Barack Obama? Do you want him assassinated? Do you want Muammar Gaddafi assassinated? Do you want to just overthrow him and send him into exile? So, where are we? Are we just going to sit by and let this go and say nothing? Go online and check my Minister Louis Farrakhan. He's all over talking about Libya. Go online and check Cynthia McKinney. She held a press conference not long ago in Washington, D.C. I may put the link up in my summary page. But check Cynthia McKinney. I think Minister Akbar Muhammad was with her, and they held a press conference concerning the truth about what's going on in Libya. Also check out Webster Tarpley to always check out what the truth is concerning world affairs. And also remember that President Barack Obama, while he was in Chile, said that what they want to do is have a very practical interest in making sure that the changes that are sweeping through that region are occurring in a peaceful, nonviolent fashion. And when we have some impact on that with a relatively modest contribution as part of a broader international effort, then I, this is Barack Obama talking, absolutely believe that the costs are outweighed by the benefits. What he is saying is that he, France, Canada, Britain, NATO, AFRICOM, all of them are in North Africa looking to take control over the revolutions, the uprisings occurring there, and looking to infiltrate it and spin it for the benefit of not the people, but for the benefit of the multinational mineral and resource corporations. Get this book, Killing Hope, United States Military and CIA Interventions Since World War II, written by William Bloom. I finished it. It is a magnificent, magnificent book. Gives detailed accounts year by year all over the earth, in Africa, in the so-called Middle East, in Asia, in Central and South America, in the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, in Europe as well, and details as to how the United States government of North America, the CIA, can create a revolution. And the people think it's a real revolution, but it was created by these wicked forces. How they can infiltrate a revolution and then spin the uprising and revolution for the benefit of the multinational mineral and resource mining corporations. Let's go to some other news for these few minutes remaining and see what we can figure out using the mind of Christ. These headlines come from Democracy Now. They are a couple of weeks old, and by the time you hear them, they'll be even older than that. But they always give us an opportunity to comment on many various topics with the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the mind of justice. Hundreds protest Clinton in Tunisia. In Tunisia, hundreds of people gathered in the capital city of Tunis today to protest the visit by United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Her trip to Tunisia is the first by a high-level Obama administration since the popular uprising that overthrew the United States-backed President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. And so the people who are sincere are coming to understand and know that the United States of North America is not a righteous partner. Means the people no good. So some of these people refuse to meet with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And I'm glad. I'm glad that they refuse to meet with her, because she means the people no good. She only means to facilitate the infiltration and spinning of the uprising and revolution. Another headline. Palestinian factions to hold unity talks. President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority has offered to visit the Gaza Strip for unity talks with rival Palestinian faction Hamas. The trip marked Abbas's first visit to Gaza since his forces were expelled in a 5-day civil war there in 2007. And we know, sisters and brothers, that the Zionists, the synagogue of Satan, the CIA, the FBI, the Mossad, have turned the Palestinian people against themselves, causing different factions to fight each other. It's the same thing that was done to us inside of the United States of North America. The Nation of Islam infiltrated, Black Panther Party infiltrated, US organization infiltrated, all CORE, SNCC, SNCC, SCLC, all of our groups were infiltrated with the idea of turning our groups and turning ourselves against each other, turning different leaders against each other to destroy the movement. It's the same thing in Palestine. So we pray and push for total unity, that we all unite, no matter the color, ethnicity, race, creed, religion, philosophy, ideology. All of us are sisters and brothers fighting against the synagogue of Satan. Let's see. 800,000 to contract cholera in Haiti. A new study is warning that up to 800,000 people will contract cholera in Haiti this year. According to the medical journal, The Lancet, the figure is double the predictions of United Nations agencies on the ground. So this is a humanitarian crisis, President Barack Obama. Why not unite and do something about that situation? Not militarily, but do something to help sisters and brothers in Haiti. You send Bill Clinton into Haiti. You send George W. Bush into Haiti. And none of the monies collected have gone to the people. But you send these into Haiti to facilitate the building of infrastructure. See, the monies collected are not for the people. The monies collected in Haiti are for the building of the infrastructure of the resource mineral mining corporations so that the land, wealth, and resources may be stolen. That's what the devil comes to do, steal, kill, and destroy, and that those resources may be turned over to the banks of London, Rothschilds, to the Oppenheimers, to the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. That's a humanitarian crisis, President Barack Obama. So it's up to us, the people, to unite, and we ourselves solve our own humanitarian problem. Push out the CIA. Keep them from infiltrating the uprisings and the movements. Former Chicago police commander begins prison term. John Burge has reported to a North Carolina prison to begin serving a 4.5-year sentence for obstruction of justice and lying about torturing prisoners into making confessions. This man, working on behalf of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Police commander of Chicago, John Burge, torturing black people, forcing black people, black men, to make false confessions concerning crimes that they did not commit for the purposes of destroying black people, destroying black organizations, destroying black neighborhoods, black families, poor families and whatnot. But I don't believe he went to jail on those charges of torture, but he went to jail because he lied about certain things. But he's going to jail for a while, it looks like. Humanitarian crisis going on right now inside of the United States of North America. Plenty of black men and women who stood up for freedom, justice, and equality are in jail or in exile. That's a humanitarian crisis. Let's come together and do something about that. Something else interesting. Egyptian youth groups refuse to meet Clinton over Mubarak support. Some of those youth in Egypt who stood up against Mubarak, they understand that Mubarak was supported by the United States government of North America, and as was done in Tunisia, Hillary Clinton went into Egypt to facilitate the infiltration and spinning of the revolution, make sure that their people remain in power so that the Egyptian sisters and brothers are worse off than before the so-called uprising, but they refuse to meet with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and I'm so glad we are waking up. Continuing with this theme of humanitarian crisis, United States airstrike kills two Afghan children. Petraeus suggests long-term United States military presence. So just recently, the deaths come 2 weeks after nine Afghan boys were mistakenly killed by NATO gunships. So, United States killing in Afghanistan. NATO killing in Afghanistan. And this is a humanitarian crisis that is being perpetrated by the United States government of North America. And Obama talked about getting out. He said he was going to get out of Iraq and shift to Afghanistan. Some of us thought that when Barack Obama was running for president that he was going to get out of Afghanistan. But General Petraeus is saying the United States will be in Afghanistan probably beyond 2014. So this is a humanitarian crisis. Killing to take land, wealth, and resources. As we say often, there are oil pipeline deals to be made in Afghanistan and Pakistan from the Caspian Sea area down into Afghanistan and Pakistan. So that's what all of this killing is about. So we cannot believe and refuse to believe and are correct in our disbelief that Barack Obama has ordered the bombing in Libya for humanitarian purposes. More humanitarian crisis going on. Listen to this. Michigan lawmakers approve emergency management bill. The Michigan State Assembly has given final approval to an emergency financial management bill decried by critics as an attack on workers and basic democracy. Under the bill, emergency financial managers would be allowed to break union contracts, dismiss elected officials, and even disincorporate entire municipalities. Republican Governor Rick Snyder is expected to sign the measure into law. You see, sisters and brothers, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, through Republican and Democratic Party, because see, Barack Obama is not speaking on this issue. How the Republican Governor Rick Snyder is implementing laws that will bust up workers, bust up unions and contracts, and turn entire municipalities over to private corporations. You see, all that is going on overseas, as Minister Malcolm said, is happening right here inside of the United States of North America. So in studying issues abroad, in studying what America does abroad, we come to understand what is being done here. And both Republican and Democrat parties are complicit and are active in the implementation of such plan, because you don't hear any Democrats speaking on these issues, just a few. So why the silence? This is a humanitarian crisis to bust up unions, to destroy workers' contracts, to go after workers' monies, to talk about how public unions are in a better position than private company unions, and to pit both of them against each other. And rather than lift everybody up, you demonize the public sector unions and say they must pay more into their health care and so on. No, we say free health care for all. We say free education for all. These are human rights. We say living wage jobs for every citizen of the world. That's what we say. So this is a humanitarian crisis to privatize municipalities That's water. That's electricity. Those are the things that we need. They're already rising up to skyrocketing prices. They go up every day, the bills for these municipalities, these utilities. The bills go up every day. So they're privatizing these municipalities, privatizing utilities, so that these private companies who are beholden to the ruling class and families, beholden to the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, may continue to gouge the working class and the poor class. That's a humanitarian crisis. Hundreds protest anti-teacher bill in Tennessee. In Tennessee, hundreds of people rallied at the Capitol in Nashville against a measure that would strip the collective bargaining rights of public school teachers. That's a humanitarian crisis that the state governments and municipalities, because of the federal government, would bust up teachers. We used to say that teachers were some of the most underpaid workers in America, but now they're being demonized. And they're being, we are giving a fictitious narrative that causes us to believe that teachers are overpaid. That's a humanitarian crisis to go after teachers. U.S. deploys drones in Mexico. The New York Times is reporting that United States government has begun sending drones into Mexican territory in an effort to monitor the drug trade. We know that the CIA is the biggest drug runner on the planet. People lead massive protests in Palestine, in the West Bank and Gaza. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are protesting today, calling for an end to the internal Palestinian split between Hamas and Fatah. The protests were largely organized by young people. Young people waking up. And all of this action going on in the so-called Middle East is also for the benefit of Israel. And we know that is imposter Israel. That is the synagogue of Satan, run by the Zionists, the Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. And so we say to poor class and working class European Jewish sisters and brothers, reject your ruling class and your ruling families. Reject your Zionist leadership. Reject the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and join us, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white. Poor Jew and working class Jew, join us and let us stand together for freedom, justice, and equality. We're taking our next break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.